Today, spend more to buy less. Hello again, it's Martin Hill from Digital Finance Analytics, where I've noticed posts covering finance and property news. Well, the ugly truth about inflation is households are having to pay more to buy less. We've seen this in a number of data points, and the most recent is from the UK, where the Office of National Statistics just released their latest data for October, and it revealed that UK retail sales fell unexpectedly, adding to the impression that a string of interest rate hikes designed to beat down inflation is beginning to stymie economic activity. This is actually an early indication that overall economic output will probably be weak in the fourth quarter as well. Some blame the weather, which was unseasonably wet, but the bigger picture is one where consumer spending is being hurt as higher interest rates eat into household budgets despite wage growth surpassing inflation. And these trends are playing out in other countries too, including Australia and New Zealand. And it's also worth noting, though, that in some of these areas, reporting on inflation-adjusted spend is less transparent. Now, the figures from the UK show the impact of the surge in inflation. Total sales were 16.9% higher in value terms than in February 2020, before the pandemic struck, but the volume was down 3.1%. And the skew is towards non-discretionary items and away from discretionary. In fact, all retail sectors saw sales declines last month, except for non-store retailing and other stores, which includes everything from pharmacies to bookshops, the ONS said. Sales of household goods and auto fuel posted the biggest declines, and the drop in food sales was blamed on consumer prioritising essential goods over discretionary spending. Sales, excluding fuel, fell 0.1%. Now, this is yet another indication that the UK economy is beginning to feel the effects of the 14 consecutive rate hikes from the Bank of England in its battle against inflation. And it's going to fuel expectations that the Bank of England has finished raising interest rates. In fact, traders are betting now that policymakers could cut rates as early as May next year. The pound fell after the release. It traded as much as 0.3% weaker at 1.2380 against the dollar, set for its third day of losses against the greenback. Also, the volume of goods sold online and in store dropped 0.3%, which follows a downwardly revised 1.1% decline in September, when unusually warm weather held back spending on clothing. Now, economists were expecting a rise of 0.4% in October. Instead, sales fell to their lowest level since February 2021, when COVID restrictions were in place, with retailers citing the cost of living crisis and bad weather for the poor performance. It bodes ill for the golden quarter, which means the run-up to Christmas, when stores can make a majority of their yearly profits. Consumers held onto the purse strings in October, said Samantha Phillips, partner of McKinsey & Co. Despite CPI inflation continuing to drop, it's a disappointing start to the golden quarter, which may reflect the generally low level of consumer sentiment. It's potentially also a sign of shoppers holding out for Black Friday bargains and other festive promotions. While living standards are improving, with inflation dropping below the pace of wage growth in the UK, higher mortgage rates are continuing to keep up the pressure on family budgets. And there were worries that consumer caution could tip the economy into recession next year. That said, some economists remain upbeat, saying that falling inflation and strong wage growth could underpin consumer spending. In practice, though, that would rely on the more affluent segment of the economy, who are less impacted by high debt and cost of living, to keep spending. So we'll see. Looking ahead, we think a recovery in real incomes will cause retail sales to rebound, said Gabriella Dixons at Pantheon Economics. Average weekly wages likely will rise more quickly than the CPI, which would be restrained by negligible increases in goods prices. Now, more broadly, the point I want to make is that we are in a situation now where in various Western countries, people are spending more, but to buy less. And of course, focusing specifically in on non-discretionary spending. This does not bode well for the economy, bearing in mind that retail is such a large proportion of overall economic activity. And therefore, this could well be a harbinger of more deflation and indeed potentially recession later. So we'll watch these figures. But as I said earlier, one of the problems is that the transparency of reporting that we get in the UK from ONS is not necessarily repeated in Australia, for example, where the information on retail sales is less transparent when it comes to the difference between the volume and the value of goods purchased. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.